the off-the-page theater series that presents dramatized readings by local and almost local playwrights has announced a new production team. Longtime directors Wanda Nowicki and Janet Hodgkinson, who inherited the project from series founder David King, have turned over the reins to an experienced triumvirate. Pamela Girone, Peter Hill and Anthony Paré have previously participated in Off the Page as readers and audience members. In fact, Hill's original comedy Any Luck was performed by a sizable cast in March. You can continue to expect high-quality plays and performances, observed Hodgkinson. We're thrilled. Quilt show Sow's Creativity. The Sunshine Coast Quilters Guild is holding its semi-annual quilt show on Friday, May 26, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, May 27, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., at the Gibson's and Area Community Center Arena. The show's title is Coast-inspired. Besides a beautiful display of quilts of varying sizes, there will be a boutique selling handmade works of art by guild members. The show's featured artist is Alexis Bach of Fiberworks Studio and Gallery. The Salt and Swine food truck will be on site to supply savory lunch items, and the Sunshine Shack will be providing coffee, tea and sweets at the show. There are still raffle tickets available for the marquee quilt, titled Mystical Journey. Ticket proceeds will go to support quilts for the community. Three tickets sell for $5. Seven vendors will have wares arrayed in the Merchants Mall and door prizes will be presented throughout the show. The cost of admission for this Sunshine Coast highlight is $7. Children 12 and under are free with an adult. Dueling duos. How many musicians do you get when you combine two musical duos? 3, if you're talking about Gemini and Caraval. The instrumental duos will be joining forces to present a unique musical experience on Saturday, June 3. Caraval includes Karen Foster and Val Rutter. Gemini is composed of twin sisters Val and Julie Rutter. Each has blended their musical talents along with multiple instruments to present a lively and varied program of classical, Celtic and folk favorites on violin, piano, flute, and recorders. Karen Foster's musical career has spanned 40 years as violinist with various orchestras and ensembles, both in the U.S. and Canada. Val and Julie have enjoyed extensive performing careers in Europe and North America. Their first CD, Dances for Duo, was nominated for Best Classical Album in the West Coast Music Awards. The concert takes place on June 3 at 2:30 p.m. at Living Faith Lutheran Church in Davis Bay. Tickets are $30, including refreshments, and available at Straight Music in Seashelt and One Flower, One Leaf in Gibson's. An environment for growth. The Gibson's and District Public Library has cultivated a row of nature-related events that will blossom over the next week. On Wednesday, May 31, the library presents a film screening. Uncharted Waters is a documentary about four young activists working to protect the Atielka 7 SEM, Howe Sound Biosphere. A question and answer period with local biosphere experts will follow. That weekend, on Saturday, June 3, artist and botany professor Lynn Baldwin will present Finding Place, a field journaling workshop. Baldwin offers instruction in watercolor nature journaling. No experience is required and art supply kits will be available for use during the workshop. Also on Saturday, June 3, author Lynn Baldwin, Drawing Botany Home, An Illustrated Life, will read from her artful natural history memoir about her life's path from hippie kid to professor in the BC interior, and the settlers and indigenous people who live there. Detailed listings for all events and registration instructions can be found online at gibsons.bc.libraries.coop. Recovering from a misstep. In last week's Coast Reporter, our account of dancers who will represent the Sunshine Coast at the upcoming BC Provincial Festival of the Performing Arts mistakenly attributed one of the dancers to the wrong studio. Our apologies. To set the record straight, and to seize another opportunity to wish these nimble-footed artists success at the festival in Penticton, we present the full list of delegates. From the Coast Academy of Dance, Andrea Villanueva, Mackenzie Harris and Peyton Gray. From the Gibson's Dance Center, Iblin Manatsis, Connor Dixon and Kaya Manatsis. From Waldorf Ballet, Brooklyn Turner. Alternates from the Gibson's Dance Center are Peter Resnick and Ella Hoth. Likewise, our recent story about the colossal Uke for Hospice fundraiser concert wrongly identified impresario Nicky Weber as the ukulele instructor of educator and director Lynn Dixon. In fact, soloist Jill Shatford claimed Weber as her musical mentor. In matters of the ukulele, Dixon is self-taught.